Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a combo there. That's so good. Let's get to him. Dean Phillips is with us, 10 past 12. Dean, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Can Susie Jones sue you for slipping on dog poop in front of a downtown Minneapolis building about 2 weeks ago? Are you potentially culpable and willing to write her a check for this injury?
I'm laughing because you can imagine after 6 years in Congress, Chad, how many things I was accused of of being responsible for.
Yeah.
And
this is viable.
Susie's issue with the dog poop would have been very reasonable on the list of things I was accused of. So, but just you should let her know if she sues me. I don't have much left because I spent it all on that darn campaign.
Yeah. That's let's keep that soundbite right there. That's very good. Now, okay, I have no. First of all, I almost canceled you after the last text. Okay, I mean, I have feelings. It took me 5 hours to recover, but I don't know this. But I have a spidey sense that you were at the Vikings game yesterday. Is that correct?
Well, I had every intention of being at the Vikings game and many friends, and I had my ticket, and my flight from Dublin yesterday morning wasn't canceled, but they oversold it and wouldn't let me on the plane, so I had to watch the darn game London from the Dublin airport.
Chair. Yeah.
And I'm just going to leave it at that.
I can't leave it at that. Is Dean Phillips, a man who I've been around a fair amount socially, I've never seen you yell. I haven't seen you angry. What was your mood when you were told this had to be something that has been planned for months and months and months, and friends are there, and you can't get there? How did you react?
Well, you know, Chad, it's funny you say that because there was a moment where I thought I would use my finest Irish accent and make my case. And then I thought, after the toxicity of Washington, D.C., I felt so blessed to be shunned from an airplane and have to watch my dear beloved Vikings from the Dublin airport that I felt actually fortunate. So
yeah.
I practiced immense self-control. I had myself some fish and chips and a Guinness. And I tell you, it wasn't so bad. And they won. And, you know, truth be told, Chad, after suffering through the decades like you, I think the fact that I didn't make it to London is why they pulled out that.
You might have played a part. Yeah.
I think a significant part, underappreciated, significant role. And that's why I'm smiling.
Okay. Let's say you're in Congress right now and the vote on the proposal led by Speaker Johnson, led by real Speaker Donald Trump on the continuing resolution. How would then Congressman, now in the hypothetical, still Congressman Dean Phillips, how would you vote it on the continuing resolution to keep the government open and to have money available to fund our government?
Well, Chad, I've been thinking a lot about that because actually it's deja vu all over again. Many listeners might recall that when the congressional class of 2018 was sworn into Congress in early 2019, we were sworn in during a shutdown just like this. And within a week or so, about eight of us, four Democrats, four Republicans, were invited by then President Trump to the White House Situation Room. because we had a plan to end the shutdown. That battle was about funding for the border wall. And I just want to point out that what's so discouraging right now, Chad, is the lack of even conversations. Members of Congress were sent home. There doesn't even seem to be legitimate interest in negotiating. So that hypothetical question of what would I have done surely would have been predicated on whether or not there was at least an offer on the table, whether there was some minimal daylight between the parties that we could have bridged. Because at the end of the day, we're about 2 weeks away from members of our armed services not getting their paychecks. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. This is an embarrassment, once again, to the United States of America. It reflects so poorly on our system of governance. And when people who are defending us don't get their paychecks, it's among the most shameful failures of our Congress, of our president, and of our institutions imaginable. So as most people know, I like to build bridges. I've had to take some tough votes, and I probably would have supported keeping the government open. But, and I will end with this, 80% of Americans, Chad, 80%, that's red and blue across the country, favor the continuation of the Affordable Care Act subsidies because health care costs are out of control. And I do think that is perhaps a hill to die on for Democrats because it will impact millions of Americans from all across the country, red and blue, if that's not addressed. And I would ask that Republicans give that some serious consideration because I do think that could bridge this gap and end this nonsense.
This is Dean Phillips, the former 3rd District Congressman, regular on the show. So let me slightly push back. And I, let's say hypothetically, and this would have been the ruination of the country, I'm in Congress. I would have voted no on the big, beautiful bill that the president offered. But as we look back, every president has a signature bill the first year. They all do. It's what they are most proud of. And that's what Donald Trump passed. He won the election. He won it decisively. He has control of the House. He has control of the Senate. And to think that the Republicans having the majority are going to significantly alter his signature bill, even if you don't agree with the bill? How practical is that? Just as being a student of history, I don't think Barack Obama was going to dramatically, a couple months later, alter Obamacare, or let's go through all the presidents. It's a big ask. I agree. You know, healthcare is going to jump dramatically. Trump still, we're 10 years into the Trump political odyssey. He still hasn't offered up a signature health care bill to replace Obamacare. I think I heard him this weekend saying maybe 2 more weeks. Okay, I've been hearing that for 10 years. But that's a big ask for any president to say, okay, you're right, we passed it. I celebrated it. Now, 2 months later, we're going to alter it notably.
Well, I'll tell you, Chad, you mentioned Obama and you know, most will recall he had to make major concessions on what he had originally proposed when the Affordable Care Act was finally passed.
To initially get it passed.
And then furthermore, countless Democrats took the hardest votes of their career, knowing that despite voting for something that would benefit a lot of Americans, that their careers would probably come to an end. And they did. And that's what's so different right now is the willingness to put your career second and the country and its people first. And, you know, I would encourage, in this case, Republicans to really give some consideration to the implications and consequences of this bill. There are elements of the bill that are most reasonable. By the way, considering Minnesota being such a high tax state vis-a-vis our peers, there are some considerations that restore some of the credits to Minnesota. And I should also say to all listeners, Minnesota, California, and I think one other state, maybe Vermont, are the 3 lowest recipients of federal aid as a portion of our budget of any states in the country. 9 of the top 10 states relative to receipt of federal dollars for their budget are actually red states. That means Minnesotans, Californians, New Yorkers, those of us who pay more tax than many others in this country, are subsidizing a lot of the states represented by the very people that are essentially holding, I think, the country hostage right now. And I think that should be pointed out. With all that said, yeah, I would have probably voted against that bill, but I would be very active. I would not have left Washington until there was at least people at the table willing to do a little trading. And Chad, lastly, when you make a deal in Washington, just like anything else in business, you ask for a little more than you think is reasonable.
Sure.
Because you've got to give the other side a little something.
Right.
It's not about winning and losing. You got to give the other side a little something.
Trump never does that.
And he doesn't do that.
Never,
it's binary,
ever.
Black and white, win or lose. And that is antithetical to American leadership, period.
As always, great insight from Dean Phillips. Let's pause, come back with more with former congressmen, including Israel, Hamas. Do we have a deal? Are we really going to have a deal? Who can you trust? Back with Dean in moments on WCCO. But I want to talk right now about Aquarius. And so often when I talk Aquarius, I talk about how I start the day, and I did today, with the fabulous Kinetico drinking water system. I know you potentially can drink too much water and get yourself in trouble. That would be a lot of water. That would be an extraordinary exception. With the Kinetico drinking water system, you don't have to worry about any issues with the city, the county you're in with water. How about right now? Let's say you've heard me, you've heard Dave, you've heard on my former station, The Fan. It's the, when they have guests on, it's Kinetico drinking water system hotline. You've heard about it, and you're like, God, one of these days I'm going to buy this Kinetico drinking water system. Let me raise your hand right now and say, this is the time. You can save up to 25% on a Kinetico drinking water system. Keep going, though. Get that water softer. Feel good about the dishes. Feel good about the washing machine. Feel good about the shower. And, yeah, you heard me a lot talking about the furnace, and you poo-pooed it when it was 90. Frost warning tomorrow night. Make sure that furnace is ready. They can help you out at the best place around. Aquarius Home Services. It's AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue with the former Congressman Dean Phillips, regular on this show. It's 24 past 12. Okay, where do you stand on the president's 20-point peace plan between involving Gaza, involving Israel and Hamas? Do you agree with most points? And do you think we are going to have any announcement in the next few weeks suggesting we have an agreement between the two parties?
Well, my gut tells me, Chad, that I do think there will be an agreement. I don't think it'll be totally palatable to either side, but I think the pressure that the Trump administration is placing on the Israelis, and I think the pressure that the Arab world is placing on Hamas will lead to some type of at least short-term resolution, the return of the hostages that are kept in Gaza, and a significant release of prisoners kept by Israel right now as well. You know, whether or not that will be a lasting peace, whether or not the Palestinian Authority has the capability to restore order and civic structure to a place that's been so devastated is yet to be determined. But I'll tell you, Chad, I reflect back on when the United States has been at its very best in the last century, and that is when we actually rebuild or help rebuild the countries of our former enemies, Germany and Japan after World War II. the Marshall Plan. I do think this calls for not just a peace agreement, but an international coalition of innovators, investors, and civic structure builders to give the Palestinian people a chance not just to survive, but to perhaps demonstrate to the rest of the world that democracy and personal freedom, entrepreneurship is the way to security for both Israel and Palestinians. I do believe members of the Trump administration believe the same, and my hope and my prayer is that that will be the enduring solution. I know it's tenuous, I know it's even unlikely, as many would say, but it's the only hope, and I do think we should be putting on that pressure, and that's why I do believe most of the elements of that plan, at least, are reasonable, actionable, and a short-term solution.
Your faith is Jewish, so I want to ask you about a poll the Washington Post conducted over the weekend. Nearly 40% of American Jews believe Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Nearly a third say the U.S. is too supportive of Israel. Does that poll surprise you?
Sadly, it does not surprise me, Chad. And I think part of that is the diet of images and perspectives being shared with Americans. I think anti-Semitism plays a role in it. And I happen to be a person of the Jewish faith who also looks at Prime Minister Netanyahu with increasing disdain. But I also want to remind everybody listening that when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor and killed, you know, about 2,800 or so Americans, recall that we then dropped nuclear bombs on Japan to end the war. We firebombed Tokyo. We killed about 500,000 to 800,000 citizens, private citizens, innocent people in Japan after they killed 2,800 of ours to begin the war. You know, when 9/11 happened and we lost 2,500 Americans, including my dear friend Gordy Ahmet, you know what America did after that. And I also remind people that if America had been attacked on October 7th, we would have lost the equivalent of almost 40,000 Americans, 1,200 in Israel, a population of 10 million, about 40,000 Americans of a population of 330 million. What do you think we would have done, Chad? Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm asking people to recognize there is a difference between the horrors of war, indiscriminate bombing, and genocide. And it is not the intention of the Jewish people, the Israeli people, or frankly, I don't even believe Benjamin Netanyahu, to commit a genocide in the Muslim world. I do believe they feel that their entire security and future is predicated on the elimination of Hezbollah, of Hamas, and of the Iranian regime. And I think there's some truth to that. I'm disgusted. I'm dismayed. I've told the prime minister to his face in his office in Jerusalem a couple months before October 7th what I thought of his policies in the West Bank, because all of this goes back to many years of mistreatment and poor policy by Israel. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. So I'm not trying to prove people wrong. I'm not trying to get into an argument. I'm simply saying there's a lot of horror in the world right now. America's been behind many of them. Russia's behind many. China, most of the world. And Israel, unfortunately, has been placed in a position that they could never come out ahead in the PR war. And that's I think that's a function, Chad, of it being the only Jewish state in the entire world. And for some reason, anti-Semitism has not been extinguished. And we've seen that all around the world, in our backyard, overseas. And I would just ask people to recognize what it must be like for them, a country of 10 million that could fit in the Twin Cities, essentially, surrounded by neighbors who want to see their destruction. That's all I can say.
Last topic here is your home state, Minnesota. Since we last chatted, the governor confirmed that he is going to try to become the first governor to win three consecutive races. It has been met with some predictable, and then to me, even more, Dean, I guess, I'm not surprised Republicans have raised it. I'm not surprised the independents. I'm actually surprised the number of Democrats I know who keep telling me they don't want Walz to run. They don't. Okay. Yeah. So that's out there. And the enormous and the unending fraud is playing a huge part of it. My God, today I bet we'll have another fraud announcement. It never stops. Then you have the Republicans, who have not won a statewide race since Tim Pawlenty won in 2006. And again, I don't know yet if they have a candidate who can win. To me, this is another time where a third party candidate, I think, not only can be viable, could win. You have so far said with me, nope, you're not running. Okay. Is there any scenario as of today that you would reconsider? And if not running, would you ever consider being a part of organizing, backing to whatever level, someone who's not your traditional Democrat, not your traditional Republican, who potentially could win the governor's race next year?
Yeah, well, Chad, I cut my teeth in politics over two decades ago when Peter Hutchinson ran as a independent candidate for governor.
I voted for him.
And I didn't even realize that. And you and I have been more like-minded for more years than we even recognize. Yeah. I was idealistic. I was excited. I thought this was the answer. He is a wonderful guy, and he did something that nobody had done before. He comprised his cabinet before the election and demonstrated to the state what kind of people he would have at his table. And I really believed in him. And then I saw how few votes he actually attracted, and it made me realize how the system that has been designed by Democrats and Republicans to create barriers to entry, to diminish the opportunity for any other party, let alone candidate, are very significant. And I'm of the opinion right now that other than a Jesse Ventura-style person, a statewide celebrity, that is almost impossible to succeed, even in an election like this one, where the current governor is increasingly unpopular. Republicans have not nominated or even identified anybody of great capacity. But the sad truth is the system has been designed to prevent it, particularly after Ross Perot came close on a national level back in the 1990s, as you surely remember. So, look, I've made it my point to never say never, because any person of principle who keeps an open heart and mind has to reserve some space to make changes. But right now, I don't see a role for me other than encouraging reason, common sense, and cooperation. I wish that the governor would step aside so that it would force a competitive primary for Democrats and give Minnesotans some opportunities to look to new leadership. And frankly, I wish the Republicans would look around and find a person of capacity and reason and compassion to lead Minnesota into the future, because we all know our state is facing some serious headwinds. We need bold leadership, innovative ideas. We need the business community to rise up, and we need common sense people, Chad, to start participating, because you can't complain about the caliber of candidates we have if you're sitting around online and tweeting about it. You got to stand up and participate, and that's my call to action for everybody listening.
As always, thank you. If there's a recommendation at the Dublin airport, send me a text. Tell me where to hang out next time I miss a flight in Dublin.
Well, I'll bring some tartar sauce home for your lefse.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Deed Phillips, great as always. The purple, were they great? Mm-mm. They won. So tell me, what does yesterday's win in London against a team led by a kid quarterback, against a great defense, on a game that was spinning on its axis, and then all of a sudden Carson Wentz was Josh Allen on the last drive. What does that mean, in your opinion, when the Vikings go 1-1 abroad and defeat the perpetually underachieving Browns? Let me know. Text me. Call me. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody says, next time ask Dean where he is on DSA. We've talked about that many times. If you think Dean is DSA or is supporting DSA, I don't think you've ever listened. I don't think you listened to this last interview. No. He's not aligned with DSA. He's not a sponsor of DSA. He disagrees with the majority of their positions. It wasn't a great game to watch. And when there's 3 minutes and 5 seconds left, Dave, and they had to go 80 yards to take the eventual lead and win the game. I would have said no if it was, hey, yes or no, are they going to score right here? No. It's spin the wheel of offensive linemen. But in the end, that offensive line, they held Myles Garrett to his lowest pressure percentage since 21. With, can you identify the guys that were out there at the end?
I had the one guy.
Yeah.
The other big guy.
Yeah. One of the.
Yeah. That big guy, big fella, yeah. Big dude.
So.
And then Will Fries.
We had, at the end, was it Rouse, Fries, Brandell, School, mm-hmm. and Huber.
Road graders.
I mean, not even close to the depth that we'd have. And again, I was lucky enough to be part of the Mark Rosen podcast today. So give a listen to Rose. I've known Mark probably since I was 5. Mark Rosen is one of the nicest, kindest individuals on the planet. He's just a great person. And he's faced some daunting challenges, losing his wife, Denise. He's now married to somebody I've been friends with for geez, Karen, I met about 35 years ago. She's amazing. And I was very, very fortunate to be a part of Conversation with Mark. So check out his podcast. And, I mean, I was just making the point. So what does this mean? Now, if the season, if they lose, a lot of people, maybe myself included, would have come in here and say, well, let's just be honest. She's done. You're 2-3. Look who you've played. You're done. Another point I did make to Mark, too, because I can mention this to Darisaw. The combination of Kenny Albert and John Vilma is it's just consistently terrible. They did not mention a single time that Jordan Addison wasn't out the first quarter. Zero. And then when Christian Darisaw isn't playing late, not a mention again. So it's not just those two, it's everybody associated with it. That's your number two wide receiver. And that's your, at that point, by far your best offensive lineman.
One of the best in the league.
One of the best. And not to mention. I mean, I just don't know how you, I mean as somebody did that and God knows I screwed up plenty. You just can't. Your whole mindset is we check it. Who's on the field? Who's on the court? You know? Who's playing? I just don't know how they missed that. But that drive was an aberration for the game. That was precision. Mm-hmm. That was quick, decisive to Hockenson. The great play by JJ over Ward. And then when Addison, after obviously acting immature again, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, who'd I see put this out there? It maybe Meat Sauce did. A.J. Brown is supposedly unhappy in Philly because they're not throwing the ball much, and then they lost. Jordan Addison and what for A.J. Brown? Let's go. I mean, if you're trusting Jordan Addison at this point, on basis of what? Legal issue, and then he just parties too much and just skips the The walkthrough?
It's amazing. Of all the walkthroughs to miss, the one in London.
Yeah. It's because, by all accounts, to get to anywhere that was fun, it was 90 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows, we know Jordan likes to have a little fun.
And, if he was driving, it would have been 30.
Yeah. Exactly. He would have been there in 10. He would say, hey, my dog. I brought my dog over here. Couldn't leave my dog in, you know, where is he probably? What's the fancy place that's kind of by Egan there? Sunfish Lake. I couldn't leave my dog in Sunfish Lake. I had to bring him here. And I get the KOC dilemma because you're like, hey, fool, I've supported you the first two times. Now you're basically just borderline giving me the middle finger. But we have to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you matter. Adam Thielen, by the way, all you folks who turned Adam Thielen into Randy Moss the second. And again, I get it. You didn't give up 5 number one draft choices. I think he had as many catches as I did yesterday.
That's because he's being doubled.
Is he being
doubled up, leaving Jefferson open? It's a smart move.
The 14 plays he's playing.
It's a great decoy.
Right? And
it's from Detroit Lakes, you know.
I think I know that. And my whole point was to not say, again, he can't play. But my God, we just turned him into Jerry Rice when we got him back. We got Rice and Moss. And he might matter later in the year. I wouldn't be surprised. He was very good for Carolina last year, but calm down. But that drive ended any thoughts of rushing J.J. McCarthy back, correct?
Yes.
Right? He maybe could practice last week, but then because it rained, shocking, then it rained in London. And now he'll hang around, but he'll be one of the few. And, yes, we're going to get to the Love Boat. Chip's out. Patrick's in. We will talk Love Boat extensively at 2:35, 20 years ago today. Is Alan Almos having anything today?
I hope they have a special.
If you're Alan Almos, Dave Harrigan, you gotta have a special today, right?
I hope. Have some fun.
Have some fun with it. So it keeps him viable. Now, this is the whole thing about predicting schedules, and I do the same damn thing myself, where you're surprised every year by what happens with certain teams. Denver beats Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean Philly's a bad team. They're still clearly one of the 5 best teams in the league. If you want to tell me they're the best, it's not like I'd push back aggressively, because if it's not them, who is it? Because Buffalo lost to New England last night at home.
Yeah.
Right? So Philly, they're not blowing people away. Vikings with Wentz or McCarthy should be an underdog, but it's not like they're invincible at this point. Then you get the Chargers. Thursday in L.A. I watched some of that game. Commanders are a nice team. The Commanders kicked their butt in L.A.
Yeah, Chargers aren't great by any means.
Then you go to Detroit. They're pretty damn good. They're pretty damn good.
Had a couple good weeks in a row.
Yeah, they're pretty damn good. And then else, do you see who get the next game?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens who give up 50 points every game.
They stink.
Their defense. I'm kind of just reviewing the Rosa conversation. I think sometimes I hear some of the national guys, oh, that's not the Ravens defense. Hey, Tony Siragusa, Ray Lewis, and Ed Reed aren't playing. But when you got no Lamar and you got that defense and you're supposed to be afraid of that team, now who knows when they're how they're playing then. And if Lamar's back at that point, but those 4 games don't look insurmountable, do they?
No. You wouldn't pick the Vikings to win every one.
Oh, absolutely not.
Obviously not, but if you go 2-2, say you beat Chargers and Ravens, you lose to Eagles, Lions, that's great. That's fine.
You're 5-4.
Yes.
Right?
And you got the Bears again at home.
As the great Stu Gatz would say, you're in the mix. Then you're going to beat the Bears. You're 6-4. Now, under this scenario, when does Dave Harrigan put Johnny Mack back in the lineup?
Jonathan James?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the mix, I don't.
Okay, so let's again, another thing I don't like, but let's play it. Lose to the Eagles. Beat the Chargers. Okay, so then you can't play him in Detroit back in Michigan, right? Because you just won with Carson Wentz. You lose in Detroit decisively.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess today, Baltimore Ravens, that's when Johnny Mack returns.
That's very possible. I think you have to look your team in the mirror. If you're Kwesi, if you're KOC, whoever, if you believe you can win this year, get to the playoffs, maybe make a run, Carson has to be your guy.
He's just the better player right now. You've seen enough.
Yes, absolutely.
You've seen enough from J.J. McCarthy. If he comes back in my scenario and you're then 4-4 and he's practiced, he's healthy now, and all of a sudden he's staring at the Ravens and the Bears, okay? And you're looking at two teams where he can look good against, build some confidence. By the way, he throws really decisively and quick with Carson Wentz. That's a lot with J.J. McCarthy, by the way. Mm-hmm. He never did that at all with J.J. Carson Wentz was really good in that last drive, and he's obviously much more of an adult than McCarthy. I'm not convinced the gap is that wide if McCarthy plays five, six games. If Wentz was who he was that last drive, I'd say you're 100% right. He just isn't.
J.J. had seven bad quarters. Yeah, not seven mediocre quarters.
Yeah.
Seven pretty bad quarters.
That's true. Let's pause because we're already late. Let's talk Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab is a fantastic place. I mean it. Let's say you got a kid right now, dentist appointment, doctor's appointment, you're playing hooky. And by the way, playing hooky with a kid, you know, once a year with school. Dave, I approve. What do you think? Just play hooky.
Sure.
Take a kid out. Go have fun.
Or not.
Not on a terrible cold day like this. I mean, then he's got to wear hat, mittens, coat, you know, boots because it's borderline snowing outside. Take your 15-year-old kid to Stretch Lab. Take your 40-year-old self there. Take your 25-year-old self. You're 60 and you think you're in a halfway decent shape. You're probably not. All of it's available to you. Double-figure locations. Rosie was talking about it. He goes to the one in Prairie. I go to a variety, primarily Plymouth. 50-minute session. Trained specialist. Stretching is so essential to the quality of our life. 50 minutes. See the experts. Feel better. And you'll sign up for even more at stretchlab.com. Former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek was quoted recently in a story talking about the fraud in this state and the whole Minnesota Nice situation and what role kind of the Minnesota Nice might play. And we haven't talked to Rich in a number of years, so former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek is with us early next hour. Overrated is next hour. This text is right on. You're not winning Super Bowl wins. Sorry if you go into next season without getting a feel for J.J. and let him take his lumps. You're not really progressing. If you go into next year and you've only played J.J. four games and you don't make the playoffs, what have you really achieved this year?
Well, you have to think you can make noise in the playoffs. And maybe that comes from Jared Goff getting injured. I don't know.
I just don't see any scenario where Carson Wentz, let's just go to 50.
That's what I told you.
Yeah, where Carson Wentz and this team can, with all the offensive line issues, the fact the defense, again, they were terrible against the rush yesterday, where they're making noise. JJ's got to get back in there sometime relatively soon. I say it's the Ravens game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.